James, that first half was played in really difficult conditions with a strong one. How did you feel your side managed going in with 2 points at the break?
Look, to be honest, Mo, we were happy enough. We decided to play in the wind because a lot of our forwards coming off the bench were the suitors who bring them on the second half. It would have meant that we knew what was ahead of us. So, but in the second, I thought the girls done really, really well. We put a lot of pressure on Wexford, turned the ball over. And for us to get 3 points and a half, I was happy enough with that. I'm managing the long term. That's as bad as I've ever been on the sideline for wind.
Yeah, there was probably frustrations going on at half time, maybe with some passages of play, you kind of lost possession when you should have been scoring. There was a couple of opportunities for goal as well, but as you said, conditions were difficult, and to be up two at half time with the one that you're back in the second, you sort of knew maybe you were in the driving seat.
Yeah, look, in a day like that there, and I was getting a bit frustrated, to be honest with you, with some of the passing. But then there was a pass that happened to me right in front of me, and I was dead in the aim at it. And me and Benny gave a simple repass across the pitch, and a 5-6 yard piss pass changed direction. So it's hard to be hard on the girls for that. Yes, we should have got more scores. Kicking silly shots. And again, Moyne, as I said here, loads of times, okay, it's all part of the learning curve for these girls. We had a really, really poor weekend last week against Tipperary, and it was coming out here today getting the result and assuring ourselves a Division 1 football for next year. So that's what it was all about here today.
Yeah. Once you got the run of scores early in the second half, the game seemed to open up. How pleased were you then with the clinical and composed nature of the team?
I still think we could have been better, to be honest with you. We had some real good opportunities. Kieran McGarvey's pass into Evans with a penalty was a great pass, and again I'm disappointed you missed a penalty, but that's football. But some of the, again, I thought at times we were kind of forced to pass, but then as you said, once we get a couple of points up, it gives a wee bit of confidence, and we clipped a couple of really, really good scores, real aggression by our inside forwards. Kieran McGarvey turned the ball over really well, and we got a point from it early in the second half. So those sort of things is good. As I'm saying, these girls are going to learn. Okay, success is never learned, is never gained in a straight line. Okay, so there's a curve, and at times you're going to have blips along the way. And at times in that game, maybe we should have needed an experience, but at the end of the day, we got enough to win the game, and we're comfortable enough.
Yeah, Suzanne White. Look, I don't like mentioning too many players because I thought it was a very well-rounded, balanced team performance from you. Again, influential she was on the score sheet, but I thought Evelyn McGinley was superb out there today. She covered every blade of grass, and she was assisting for most of the scores, and then again inside for that penalty.
Yeah, Evelyn McGinley is as good a footballer now as it is in Ulster. Okay, everything she does, no matter, the ball gets near her, she's got great hands, she sets up, she's always off the shoulder. I thought Evan McGinley was fabulous out there. She got a wee bit dizzy, I think, that close to goals. That's why she went down for the penalty. But Evelyn's such old school, I tell you, and she just never stops working. She puts the work in, and she's great footballer.
She absolutely loves it, as you say, getting up in front of goals. Oh, yeah. She's nearly in a nosebleed situation if she is there.
But she actually got up a wee bit earlier on and took a kick for a point. And I'm saying, Evelyn, why is Evelyn going for that score? She's got the Garvey inside her. But look, that's what she does. She gets herself in them positions, and she's a fabulous, fabulous footballer.
Looking back, starting out at the beginning of the year, look, you would have been setting your sights and getting into a Division 2 final. You're now there, and perhaps you could say you made hard work of it. There were games there against Cavan you probably could have won, and Tipperary, maybe you left it behind as well. But nonetheless, you're in the league final. You have a chance again now at Cavan. How good is it for this side for you to be back in Division 2 final?
Absolutely. And the goal at the start of the year was to get promoted, okay? And that's what we've done, okay? It's a big day out there in 2 weeks for us. We're in the Division 1 final, or Division 2 final. Again, another crack at Cavan in 2 weeks' time, and there's no doubt they're going to know they're going to be in the top break with us. I thought we were the better team against Cavan, but you have to take your scores. And in this game, it's about scores, and if you don't take your scores, you're not going to win many games.
Yeah, and perhaps looking back on it, maybe it's a good thing that you lost out to Cavan on that day. You'll be more hungry for the one against them now going on in the league final.
No doubt, and that is our goal. We feel there's a bit of payback there. And I was coming home up the road last week. As Debbie said, we have two losses, one by a point, one by 3 points. And let's be honest with you, there's games we won that were tight as well, But when we get firing, we're a good team. We've got plenty of scores there on the team. So it's good to be playing Cavan in the final. And as you said, there's a bit more of a bite about us now because they beat us a month ago. So we're looking forward to this refixture now. I think it's in Clones now in 2 weeks' time. So it'll be a good game.